faith, hope, love, and life. You're listening to The Journey.
G'day everyone, thanks for tuning into The Journey. Hope you're having a great weekend wherever you are, right around the country. We've got a great show lined up for you today, so I hope you're ready for it.
Yep, wherever you are listening in your car via live streaming or tuned in via podcast, it's great to have you listening to this week's show. Jude, how's your week been?
Good, buddy. I'm going really well. Middle of the term in New South Wales here, and I think all around Australia, it's mid-term, and really enjoying getting around and meeting with all of these scripture teachers that are going in and giving the good news of Jesus Christ into all these classrooms. How have you been, Dave?
I have to say, really great, Jude. The greyhound I told you about last week, the foster greyhound.
Yes, good.
8-year-old female, Zulu. What a great dog. My other four greyhounds have been males. I tell you what, it is true the ladies are better behaved.
Well, they're obviously keeping you pretty fit, mate. You're obviously doing lots of walking.
Thank you very much. You've noticed.
Maybe I'll need to get a dog.
I was going to mention that.
Oh, come on. Another top-notch show lined up this week. We've got some fantastic inputs again. We're going to hear from Sam Clear in particular. Can't wait to hear Sam. Had a lot of interest in him, particularly after that interview a couple of weeks ago where he described his walk around the world.
Inspiring young man indeed.
First up though, Dave, we've got the Gospel Reflection and it's Pentecost Sunday. And believe it or not, I've put my hand up to do the Gospel Reflection for this week. That'll be followed by a great song by Audrey Assad, The Way You Move. A fantastic song for Pentecost Sunday, all about the Holy Spirit moving in our lives.
Faith, hope, love and life, you're with The Journey.
Here's this week's Reflection on the Gospel.
Today, we celebrate that great day when the Holy Spirit came upon the followers of Jesus after his ascension, a feast day in the church's calendar that is rightly often referred to as the birth of the church. The power of God was on display in a dramatic way as 3,000 people accepted the gospel, repented, were baptized, and joined the church. What followed was an exciting and continuous display of God's power. People came together for prayer, to break bread. Many were healed of their sicknesses. Some felt compelled to take care for the poor and others to proclaim the gospel abroad. Despite tensions from within and persecutions from without, the church continued to grow, all because the Holy Spirit was at work. Not long after the events we hear about in the reading from the Acts of the Apostles, a second Pentecost occurred, this time to a group of Gentiles in Caesarea. Once again, Peter preached the gospel. The Holy Spirit was poured out and many were converted. The people who had come with Peter, all faithful Jews, were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit should have been poured out on, well, even the Gentiles. Then when Paul ventured out into his missionary journeys, the same thing happened. The gospel was preached, the Spirit was released, people were changed and the church grew. As believers, baptized in Christ, we have the Holy Spirit no less than Peter and Paul and the apostles did. This same Spirit wants to help you draw close to Jesus, and he wants to make you into his instrument of salvation. So take some time today to accept the challenge. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you in the truth. Ask the Spirit to make the fullness of the truth of the gospel known to you. And then try your best to follow the apostles' example by looking for opportunities to share the good news so the Spirit can touch the lives of more and more people. Let our prayer today be, come, Holy Spirit, and fill me with your love. Send your fire and renew the face of the earth.
Faith, hope, love and life. This is The Journey.
I know that the hardest part of love is not the things I have to give. What I give up, I'm giving up ground and I'm trading in my solitude for safety.
Against the way you move.
and you're taking off the doors on your way.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
Here's Sister Hilda with Wisdom from the Abbey.
I saw a program recently. It showed a man being questioned and as a result thinking distressing thoughts while, get this, at the same time being hooked up to a dish of yogurt. Strange as it may seem, the yogurt started moving of its own accord. When the man was asked questions that evoked calm and peaceful thinking, the yogurt went still. Now, I've heard of things like this before, just as no doubt you have too. Oceans that have immediately begun to boil when a person stands on the shore and yells at it. On the more human level, you know how it feels when someone yells at you? Every part of you feels tossed about. And isn't it awful to walk into a room when you could cut the tension in the air with a knife? We do some horrible damage to each other, even by our thoughts. Of course, the reverse is true as well. We do immeasurable good for others when all we do is think kind thoughts. Imagine what would happen if the next time someone cut in front of you in busy traffic, you began to think, poor person, clearly they're in a hurry to get home. Maybe they've got a worry they need to sort out. Instead of, idiot, what do you think you're doing? It's people like you who cause accidents. Even as you're listening to me now, register the effects the change in my voice is having on you. You know what? God only ever communicates with us in thoughts and words of incredible peace and calm and forgiveness. Being tied up with God is a sure recipe for spreading peace in the world. Let's do something together this morning. How about standing up right now? Turn your face in the direction of someone you can't stand, even if they're not in the room. Perhaps someone you haven't spoken to in a long time. And with God, that's the vital bit, think a kind thought about them. This morning, you and I are just taking our first real step toward world peace.
You're listening to The Journey. We just heard from Sister Hilda Scott with her wisdom from the Abbey, beautiful part of the world up there in Jamboree. Always good to have Sister Hilda on the show.
Yeah, she's very popular and has got a big following with a Wisdom from the Abbey segment all around Australia. Before that, we heard from, as promised, Bishop Peter Ingham with his message for Pentecost Sunday.
Now, coming up on the show, Matt Maher. He was a big hit in front of millions of young people from right around the world at World Youth Day in Rio just last year. Coming up shortly, his song, Lord, I Need You.
But after that, It'll be time to listen to Trish McCarthy. Love Trisho's Milk and Honey segment. Always lots of practical advice for healthy, happy, gospel living. And this week she'll remind us of what it means to love God and love others.
Faith, hope, love and life. You're with The Journey.
Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, your grace is more. The grace is found, is where you are. Where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me.
Listening to The Journey, music, interviews and wisdom for living life to the full. And now it's time for Milk and Honey with Trish McCarthy.
Our hearts are an astounding creation. Put very simply, our hearts receive blood from the body, deoxygenated and lifeless. It is pushed into the lower chambers of the heart, where it is forcibly pumped into the lungs. Here, an exchange takes place that reoxygenates the blood, gives it life, so to speak, through our breath, and passed back into the heart. Again, it is received from the lungs and pumped out into the body to nourish, give life, heal, transport necessary life-giving properties that keep our body functioning at peak performance. The heart beats once to receive and push blood, and twice to pump it where it needs to go, to give life. Pope Francis used this analogy in describing our participation in God's mission. Our hearts must beat love for God, love for others. It can serve as a powerful reflection on our spiritual journey. If we are the heartbeat of the church, and we first and foremost receiving God's love, being transformed by the breath of the Spirit, and pumping life into our areas of ministry and vocation. Spend some time being still in prayer, attuned to the rhythm of your heart, beating love for God, love for others, and learning from this physical and spiritual gift today.
together on the journey. Faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
Create in me a clean, clean heart. Create in me a work of art. Create in me a miracle. Something real and something beautiful. Create in me a clean, clean heart. Create in me a work of art. Create in me a miracle. Something real and something beautiful. Create in me a clean, clean heart. Create in me a work of art. Create in me a miracle. Something real and something beautiful. Create a miracle in me.
Welcome back to The Journey. I hope you're enjoying the show today, wherever you are, right around the country, either live through your local Christian radio, online, or via podcast.
Jude, we spoke last week about the movie Son of God, a great movie, a movie on the life of Jesus. Now, it's been in the cinemas since May 22nd this year, and a little while ago, About Heaven is for Real. Both brilliant movies. And if you haven't seen them, please do yourselves a favour. Get out there and check these movies out.
Yeah, what I like about both of them, Dave, is that well, they're very authentic in the way that, well, firstly, the first way it depicts the life of Christ. And in the other one, you know, Heaven is for Real, how it talks really authentically about, I suppose, the joy of heaven that awaits people that follow Christ. So if you haven't seen them yet, you need to track them both down, see where they're on, and you've got to look at them. They're a great way of bringing people to faith and a great way of engaging people in conversation about those, I suppose, those big final points of life, you know, Jesus' love for us, salvation, and heaven.
And most importantly, they're made by Christians.
Spot on.
Coming up, Your Grace is Enough by Chris Tomlin, and that will be followed by Father Dave Callahan from the Missionaries of God's Love about how to find Jesus in amongst the chaos of life. I think we can all relate to that. Christianity as a huge game of Where's Wally?
Yeah, can't wait to hear what he's got to say. faith, hope, love and life. You're on the journey.
Your grace is enough.